Welcome back to Mets with Mel. I'm your host, Melissa, and all I can say is, wow. The New York Mets are back, winning 10 of their last 13 games, starting the season 0-5. I know it was early on, but those first five games were absolutely brutal. And just the way that this team has rebounded has been absolutely incredible. And I don't care what people say. They're going to say the Royals aren't a good team. The Pirates aren't a good team. The Reds are like a fringe wild card team. But the Mets won 2 out of 3 against the Reds, 2 out of 3 against the Royals, and they swept the Pirates. And the Pirates had just won 2 out of 3 from the Phillies. They were coming in hot. They were 11-5. The Royals played extremely well against the Orioles. I'm pretty sure they won that series too. And the Orioles are a very good team. And the Reds have some hot bats. I mean, they have Elly De La Cruz. The Reds have a pretty good team, good lineup. Like I said, that most people think they're kind of like a border wild card team. But I think beating teams, I mean, to me, it doesn't matter. If you beat a team when they are hot and things are clicking for them, that says a lot about your team. And I think the big difference, and I've said this a million times on Twitter, the big difference this season versus last season is just the fight. Last season, there would be times where, you know, as we all know, the starting pitching was awful. We would be down constantly, first, second inning, 2-3 runs, and it just seemed like that was impossible. Their offense was never gonna be able to tie the games. Now it seems like the Mets get down 2-3 runs, and the next inning it's just like bang, 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 hits all over the place. They're scoring with runners in scoring position, and they're just having good, clutch, solid at-bats. I mean, it's like I said, it's a complete 180 from how the season started, and the Atlanta Braves definitely have one of the scarier lineups in the league. I mean, 1-9, they are just capable of doing so much damage offensively. So I feel like they are the perfect team when you are playing them. Like, to abide by the saying, it is not over until it's over. And the Mets winning that game really, I think, set the tone, at least to me. This team is different. There have been other years where the Mets might have had a better team, but I can't even tell you how many times the Mets have lost a game like that first game in the series. I mean, even though Jorge Lopez was getting rocked, somehow they managed to hold on and win the game. Taylor made that incredible catch, even though the camera guy, shout out to him, gave everyone a heart attack and made it seem like that was like just an absolute no-doubter by Ozuna. He made that great catch in the outfield. Brandon Nimmo had the best offensive game of his life. I mean, 5 RBIs, just absolutely dominant at the plate. And then DJ Stewart picked the perfect time to get his first hit as a Met to give us the lead back. But again, it all goes back to just the fight in this team, their willingness not to give up. Even in the second game of the season, Adrian Hauser was not good at all. He was getting hit around because, again, this lineup, there's no holes, there's no flaws. Getting hit around a little bit. The Mets were losing 6-0. That's another thing where last year, that game's over. The Mets came back. They had a chance to win it. Unfortunately, you know, Pete struck out, but still, the ending score was 6-5. They always find a way to come back. And then the last game of the series, I mean, just a complete domination by the Mets. Quintana had that one inning that was kind of, you know, a little flaky where he gave up some runs. Kind of started to worry me a little bit because I was like, here we go. Like, is this going to be the game that we blow it? But I think maybe we need to stop thinking so doom and gloom, even though I feel like as Mets fans, that's just unfortunately how we're conditioned because of just all the things, all the blown leads, the miserable ways we have lost in the past. But to just be able to not only win a series in Atlanta, even though, again, it's early in the season, but to win the games in the fashion that they did in, like, that third game, I mean, they just blew them out of the water. And people could say whatever they want. Oh, because they had, you know, they didn't have Strider going against us. They had, you know, a guy from the minor leagues. Okay, we had Julio Teheran pitching one game, and the Mets still won that game. Like, that's why I think it doesn't, that kind of stuff doesn't matter. Like, a win's a win. The Mets played hard. They didn't give up. And then Taylor just hitting that home run off Luis Guillorme. It's so wrong that he was, like, pitching against us. It was so weird. I was like, this was, like, the position I feel like we were in a bunch of games last year where it was just, again, we were down by so much and he was just out there pitching. But that, to me, was the series that kind of set the tone that this team is going to be a lot better than we originally all thought they were. The Royals are another young and upcoming team full of a lot of energy, coming off a huge sweep of the Astros. Definitely have a super potent offense. And the Mets took 2 out of 3 from them. And I think that was great for them. They faced Cole Reagans in the last game of the series, who's a lefty. The Mets, for whatever reason, never hit lefty pitching well. And they were consistently getting runners on base, but they couldn't put the nail in the coffin until Harrison Bader got that little bunt, swinging bunt single of a hit. They were able to score a run, tack on another insurance run, and then Diaz was able to close it out. The only thing that concerned me about that game is those are the games that always tend to bite you in the butt when you're constantly getting people on base and you just can't get that clutch hit and really put the game away. But if the Mets can do what they did against a solid pitcher of his caliber, I mean, again, that's another good sign for this offense. And people are forgetting, too, Lindor hasn't even gotten going yet. We don't have JD Martinez. Like, I think JD Stewart has started to kind of go back to the JD Stewart of last year after starting off miserably. But again, like, Lindor hasn't gotten hot. McNeil really hasn't gotten hot either. Like, Jeff has been coming around more lately, but I feel like he hasn't really hit his stride yet. There are a lot of guys that haven't started to really break out offensively. Brett Beatty has been, I mean, he's been the epitome of consistency right now. But again, like, I definitely expect that their offense is just going to get better as the season goes on. And another thing that I think that the Mets are doing offensively is using speed to their advantage, which was definitely something they did not do last year. Starling Marte has been a huge, huge factor of that. The bunts that he can lay down, I mean, I know you can't do it all the time because teams are just going to start catching on to that. But I definitely think that's a thing that Marte should do. Like, they should start to implement that. I'm not sure really what Harrison Bader's bunting skills are, but he's another fast guy that can get, you know, lays the bunt down, gets on first, can steal bases. And I think even the Mets doing the double steal against the Pirates, like, those are the things that last year I think they really struggled with. Because like I said, Marte was hurt. They didn't steal a lot of bases. And sometimes I feel like that can be the difference between you scoring runs and you not scoring runs. Because if a guy can steal second base, you have a runner in scoring position. That's the difference between, you know, you hitting a single and them coming around to score and then just going first to third and maybe not scoring that run. So I definitely think the speed aspect of it is definitely going to be huge for the Mets this season as well. The Mets ended their homestand by sweeping the Pirates, and it was awesome. That entire series, just everything was clicking. Clutch at bats, good defense. Brett Beatty did get taken out of the second game, so, you know, it's a little bit concerning, but it seems to be a day-to-day thing, so let's hope it stays that way. But I literally have said last episode, I cannot say enough good things about Brett Beatty. Just his defense, his offense, he just continues to impress and continue to play well. And, you know, I really hope that continues on as the season goes. And the thing I loved about the Pirates series is our starters did give us a little bit of length. They still need to, you know, continue to go further into games just to, you know, preserve the bullpen, because you don't want to, you know, last season we all know what happened. We all watched the games. We had, you know, our bullpen was being used in the fifth inning every game. And it's just, that's not a long-term solution. It's still early on, so they have plenty of time to resolve it and fix it. But definitely, definitely something that they need to improve upon. But all the pitchers had good outings. My only gripe with Hauser and Quintana is just, like, the walks. As everyone knows, walks are my biggest pet peeves, especially when you're not walking like the heavy hitters of the lineup. You're walking like the eighth, ninth batters. It's like, those are the guys you really need to, you know, you really need to bury. You can't give them free passes. Because normally, also, those are, like, the scrappy guys that I love on every team that somehow just find ways to, like, steal bases, score runs against us. So it's even more critical to keep those guys off base. So I would say that was kind of my only gripe. They both were kind of laboring a lot. I think Seve was getting hit around a little bit, but he managed to finagle it. I mean, he had, like, a Steven Matz-esque performance where he had runners on base every inning, but he always managed to get out of it, and that's the most important thing. And just in that last game, we had Taylor being a hero. We had Harrison Bader for the second time in a series being the hero. He hit that absolute bomb. I mean, that thing was an absolute bomb that he hit out of Citi Field. It was amazing. I think the Pirates, honestly, I was kind of surprised in the second game of the series that they pulled their, you know, they pulled their young starter, Jared Jones, because that guy is going to be a star. Absolutely. He was dominating. And again, I know it's early in the season, but I mean, a lot of his pitches, I was kind of like, huh, that is like, that's unhittable. Like, I was kind of surprised, and I get the whole innings limit thing, but he only had like 50 something pitches. Like, I mean, unless the Pirates are just 1,000% convinced they're not going anywhere this season, that kind of was a little bit surprising that they just took him out as, you know, as early as they did. Like, why not give him another inning and then just kind of see where it goes? Because, I mean, it's very rare, but sometimes guys, you know, can pitch 9 innings and they throw like 90 pitches. So it's not impossible, but again, maybe they just, you know, they don't want to take the risk, especially with all these elbow and arm injuries. But like I said, it just, the thing I love that's going for the Mets right now, and especially I feel like really happened in this Pirates series, is it seems like every night there is a different guy that is the hero. The Mets in the first game, they got down 3-0, and immediately it was just like Jeff with an RBI. DJ Stewart came in to pinch hit and just hit an absolute laser to the wall, and pretty soon it was tied 3-3. This team has no quit, and they have so much heart, and you could tell, like, even when guys are slumping, Lindor is the perfect example. Lindor has not got it going offensively at all. And you can see him on the bench when good things are happening. He's supporting guys. He's still cheering. Albie's always getting hyped. I hate that they make him tone that down sometimes. I'm like, let him get hyped. Like, this is what this sport is for. And this is why people don't want to watch it, because you don't have that, like, hype vibe. It's just, it's fun to see them having fun again. And even the games that they've lost, like I said, they find ways to get back in the games. So even if they were to lose a game by a run, it's like, well, at least they tried and they battled. Last season, it was like, okay, we're down 3-0. Like, might as well turn on Vanderpump Rules. Like, this is over. Like, it just, this team just, I don't know what it was last year, but this team just has so much heart and so much fight, and that's how you win games. This Pirate series, I think they were losing every single game. And it was like the next inning immediately got it back. And that's definitely something you want to see going forward. That's all for this week's episode. Be sure to tune in next week as I recap the West Coast trip.